Brussels in English, you're with the Bulletin on Bruz. A couple of minutes ago, I mentioned Brexit in a pub. Let's go into a bit more details about this. This is a very unusual event taking place not next Tuesday, but the one after, the 19th of November, still together beyond Brexit at the Black Sheep near Place Flaget. And I'm joined by Andrea Petri Gonsalves, who is the president of Flair, who is organising this. Hi, Andrea.
Hello. Hi, Paul.
Before we go into broader details of what Flair does, tell us about this particular event on the 19th. What is it?
Well, it came from a sense that we had in the Flair team that there was so much negative emotion out there around Brexit, and there was so much that so much of our lived experience of Brexit that we weren't dealing with. So we wanted to sort of take debate out of the usual spaces. Mm. Where the same thing seems to happen over and over again, and you know, bring it into a real life setting, and we can just get together, be human, and talk about how we feel, and try to look beyond all the disagreements and all the division out there to how we might engage with each other and remain friends beyond Brexit. Mm. And luckily, since this event has been in the public domain, we've had quite a lot of responses that suggest that we've tapped into something that's real. You know, that there are a lot of us out there who feel that we need to deal with the pain of Brexit somehow on that kind of human level. So that's what we're trying to do.
Through comedy, live music, and
debate.
Debate.
Yeah. So
okay.
Again, we're trying to do debate authentically. I think the places where debate usually happens are quite exclusive. I mean, you mm. tend not to go there unless you're, you know, an insider of some sorts. And there's a problem with that. I think it's one of the reasons why politics and public debate is not delivering. And the effects of that we're seeing all around. As Brexit is one effect of that, you know, people feeling excluded from politics and powerless. So I think, you know, bringing it back into a human setting and having a laugh and listening to some music, as well as reflecting and talking about serious things, it's something we're trialing. You know, it might not work.
I was going to ask, is this the first topic you've tried tackling in this way at Flair? What do you broadly do?
So this is our second event. Uh-huh. Our first event took place in a public square in Brussels in the summer. Mm-hmm. It took place in Joe Cox Square, which was named after Joe Cox, the British MP who was murdered during the Brexit campaign. And we had music and a film and open floor debate, just as we're planning to do now. And it was an experiment. You know, can you talk about serious things in a public square? Can you talk about serious things if you're just hanging out and having a picnic? Are you able to bring politicians to such an event? And we were. Yeah. So as a first experiment, we were very heartened to see that actually, yes, it is possible to do something that is both powerful and authentic in a way that brings us all together and puts us on a level and creates this feeling of shared, warm, fuzzy humanity.
Coping.
Coping, yeah. Well, you know, it is about coping. You know, we're all humans carrying burdens. So I think it's good to acknowledge that as part of political debate. You know, it's not unrelated to our worldviews or kind of political opinions.
Brussels in English, you're with the Bulletin on Bruz. I'm joined by Andrea from Flair, who are putting on a unusual event called, well, hashtag still together, hashtag beyond Brexit, at the Black Sheep on Tuesday the 19th of November. That's the Tuesday after next. Comedy, live music, open floor debate. Is the comedy on a Brexit EU theme, or is it just a general have a laugh?
No, we've been quite clear with the comedians that we respect them as performers. So we're not, you know, we're not sort of tailoring their output in any way. So they're absolutely free to deliver whatever feels authentic to them on the night. But it's possible that there'll be political content and Brexit related content.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure there will. I think in many a pub up and down the country, the UK and here in Brussels, Brexit has been discussed among groups of friends over and over again. So this is a bit more structured. You mentioned attracting politicians, possibly MEPs, to this.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
So we've reached out quite widely and are getting some good support from a variety of politicians. We've had support from MEPs across the political spectrum, and you will see them there on the night, and different nationalities as well, which is really nice, because obviously UK MEPs were our sort of primary target audience, but I think it's really important to hear all sides of this Brexit story, because it's affecting all of us. We've also had support from some local, Belgian politicians, which is really nice. So I'm not giving any names, okay. but yes, it promises to be quite an interesting discussion.
And, you know, might not have been here in Brussels at the time of the MEP's freestyle rap battle. Does that mean anything to you?
It doesn't. No, it sounds good though.
MTV and EU40, which is an organisation for young, and they organised a freestyle rap battle among MEPs. And again, the reason I've thought of that is kind of bringing politics to accessible places, and in a way that's what we're going to witness on the 19th of November at the Black
Sheep.
That's
exactly right, we want people to feel that politics is for everyone, that it is ours, and that it's legitimate for us to engage with politicians on an equal level, which a lot of us don't feel. I mean, a lot of my professional career I've spent as a NGO lobbyist, and I know that in that sector there's a lot of reverence to, you know, people in a position of power, and you know, that is one of the problems with how people perceive politics nowadays. So you know, part of what we're trying to do is to make people feel like politics is theirs and it's accessible, and politicians like that. You know, they respond well to that, I think.
Can you just remind us when, where, and how to get involved with this event?
So the event is on the 19th of November at 7 p.m. at the Black Sheep near Flaget on Chaussée de Bondal. And yes, it starts at 7. It will go on until 10, 11. And we hope to see you all there.
We will put a link on thebulletin.be. If you go to thebulletin.be, you'll see an article that says The Bulletin on Bros. And there will be a link there going through to the Facebook event page, and maybe the Eventbrite as well. So register, get involved, 19th of November at the Black Sheep. Thank you, Andrea.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Paul.